Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here and welcome back to Fortitude First. If you're feeling a little off lately, like your emotions are on a roller coaster ride with no safety bars, you're definitely not alone. Life throws curveballs big and small, and sometimes those things can really rock our emotional boat. But guess what? We don't have to be at the mercy of these emotional swings. That's where today's episode comes in developing emotional balance for better mental health. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like the weather, they change, they fluctuate, sometimes they're sunny and bright, sometimes they're stormy and dark. The key is learning how to navigate those changes, to stay grounded even when things get turbulent. Now, I'm not talking about becoming emotionless robots, we need those feelings. They give us color, depth, and drive. But what I'm talking about is finding the sweet spot, that balance, where we can experience our emotions fully without letting them control us. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you achieve just that. 1. Awareness is your superpower. Ever heard the saying you can't manage what you don't measure? Well, it applies perfectly here. The first step to emotional balance is being aware of how you're feeling in the moment. Pay attention to your body. Are you tense? Restless? Notice those physical cues because they are often tied to your emotions. Think about your thoughts. What's going through your mind? Are you catastrophizing, dwelling on the negative, or getting caught up in worries? 2. Mindfulness is your best friend. This one sounds fancy, but it's really just about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. You can practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, even just taking a few moments to really focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? By grounding yourself in the present, you break free from the cycle of rumination and worry that often fuels emotional imbalance. 3. Emotional literacy is key. Just like we learn different languages, we need to learn the language of our emotions. Can you pinpoint what you're feeling beyond just happy or sad? Are you frustrated? Anxious? Excited? The more specific you become with your emotional vocabulary, the better equipped you are to understand and manage those feelings. 4. Challenge your thoughts. Okay, this one might take a little work, but trust me, it's worth it. Our thoughts often dictate our emotions. If you find yourself thinking negative or unhelpful thoughts, challenge them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Is it really true or just a biased perspective? By questioning your thoughts, you can shift your mindset and create more positive emotional experiences. 5. Self-care is non-negotiable. Just like your phone needs charging, your emotional batteries need recharging too. Make time for activities that bring you joy, help you relax, and nourish your soul. This could be anything from spending time in nature, reading a good book, listening to music, or connecting with loved ones. Now, let me give you an example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. You might feel stressed, anxious, even a little angry. But instead of letting those feelings spiral out of control, take a deep breath, acknowledge how you're feeling stressful, and try to shift your perspective. Maybe this is a chance to listen to a podcast, catch up on some emails, or just enjoy the quiet moment. You can even use this time to practice gratitude, maybe be thankful for having a car that gets you there safely or for the opportunity to learn from this experience. See? By developing emotional balance, we can navigate life's challenges with more grace and resilience. So remember, take the steps today. Be mindful of your emotions, challenge your negative thoughts, and prioritize self-care. You've got this. Don't forget to subscribe to Fortitude First and share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. And let me know in the comments what's one thing you're going to try today to cultivate more emotional balance. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep striving for that inner fortitude. You've got an amazing life ahead of you. Make it awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.